This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Coming up, a bid for justice. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Judge not, lest ye be judged, particularly if who you're judging has given you a lot of money. The case was Caperton versus Massey Coal Company, and it's reminiscent of the John Grisham novel, The Appeal. It involved a pitch battle between Hugh Caperton and the Massey Coal Company, which culminated in a $50 million jury verdict for Caperton. That's when things got interesting. Knowing the state Supreme Court would be hearing the appeal, the chairman of Massey Coal decided to support attorney Brent Benjamin rather than the incumbent, and donated $3 million to get him elected. When the Massey case came before the court, Caperton asked Benjamin to remove or recuse himself, but he refused, and Massey won a reversal 3-2. But the U.S. Supreme Court has just reversed the reversal, holding that significant and disproportionate influence demands recusal. So it's bye-bye bias, and recusal refusal will never be quite the same. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.